So we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Text 44. Pranadhara Sutta Brahman.
Pranadhara Sutta Brahman.
Grihascha Saparichada.
Grihascha Saparichada.
Rajam Balam Mahirakosha.
Rajam Balam Mahirakosha.
Iti Sarvam Niveditam.
Iti Sarvam Niveditam.
Pranaha,
pranaha,
life.
Life.
Daraha,
daraha,
wife.
Wife.
Sutaha,
sutaha,
children.
Children.
Brahman,
Brahman,
O great Brahmana.
O great Brahmana.
Griha,
griha,
home.
Home.
Cha,
cha,
also.
Also.
Sa,
sa,
with. Parichadaha,
parichadaha,
all paraphernalia.
All paraphernalia.
Rajam,
rajam,
kingdom.
Kingdom.
Balam,
balam,
strength.
Strength.
Mahi,
mahi,
land.
Man.
Kosha,
kosha,
treasury.
Treasury.
Iti,
iti,
thus. Sarvam,
sarvam,
everything.
Everything.
Niveditam,
niveditam,
offered.
Offered.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The king continued, "Therefore, my dear Brahmanas, my life, wife, children, home, furniture, and household paraphernalia, my kingdom, strength, land, and especially my treasury are all offered unto you." Perhaps you can repeat. The king continued.
The king continued.
"Therefore, my dear Brahmanas,
therefore, my dear Brahmanas,
my life, wife, children, home,
my wife, children, home,
furniture and household paraphernalia.
Furniture and household paraphernalia.
My kingdom, strength, land.
My kingdom, strength, land.
And especially my treasury.
And especially my treasury.
Are all offered unto you.
Are all offered unto you."
Purport. In some readings, the word dhara is not used, but the word used is rai, which means wealth. In India, there are still wealthy persons who are recognized by the state as Rai. A great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was called Ramananda Roy because he was governor of Madras and very rich. There are still many holders of the title Roy, Roy Bahadur, Roy Chaudhari, and so on. The dhara, or wife, is not permitted to be offered to the Brahmanas. Everything is offered to worthy persons who are able to accept charity, but nowhere is it found that one offers his wife. Therefore, in this case, the reading Rai is more accurately than Dhara. Also, since Prithu Maharaj offered everything to the Kumaras, the word Kosha, treasury, need not be separately mentioned. Kings and emperors used to keep a private treasury which was known as Ratna Bhanda. The Ratna Bhanda was a special treasury room which contained special jewelries such as bangles, necklaces, and so on, which were presented to the king by the citizens. This jewelry was kept separate from the regular treasury house where all the collected revenues were kept. Thus, Prithu Maharaj offered his stock of private jewelry to the lotus feet of the Kumaras. It was already been admitted that all the king's property belonged to the Brahmanas, and that Prithu Maharaj was simply using it for the welfare of the state. If it were actually the property of the Brahmanas, how could it be offered again to them? In this regard, Sripad Sridhar Swami has explained that this offering is just like the servant's offering of food to his master. The food already belongs to the master, for the master has purchased it. But the servant, by preparing food, makes it acceptable to the master and thus offers it to him. In this way, everything belonging to Prithu Maharaj was offered to the Kumaras. Read the translation one more time. The king continued, "Therefore, my dear Brahmanas, my life, wife, children, home, furniture, and household paraphernalia, my kingdom, strength, land, and especially my treasury, are all offered unto you." So, that is a very nice verse, very exemplary. because although we are not kings, we should actually also, after the 9 processes of devotional service, come to the point of Atmanivedanam, as it says here that the last word is Niveditam, is that we come to the point of surrendering everything. And if we don't come to the point, then Krishna will make us come to the point, because at the end of our life, everything is taken away from us. Whether we like it or not, Krishna helps us to really fully surrender our speech, our everything, what we had is gone then. So I wanted to check just some words in the text. The word dhara I will explain little or go a little bit deeper into afterwards, but also it's so nice always to see that the words from here are coming from Sanskrit, and like in French you have royaume or roi, the king, and the kingdom, and in French it's le roi and le royaume. It's like identical, the word is exactly the same, royaume, little different, royaume, royaume. But also in Spanish, el rey, the king, and royaume or something is also the kingdom. So it's very, in the Latin languages, it's very often similar, so that's very nice. Yeah, Prithu is famous as a king for offering prayers. And then we have all the other processes by which we can come in contact with the Lord. And actually, prayer is... No, he's not a prayer. That is Akrura. He is by Archana, by offering what he's also doing in this verse, offering everything. He's doing... He's expert in Archana, in deity worship. That was his perfection, to go back to Krishna. So in that way he taught also the people that Krishna, the deity, is the center of a city, and it should be the center of our life at home also, by having an altar, that actually everything has to be pointed towards the Lord, and then things will flourish and things will come. And we don't have to hold back anything, because Krishna says, when you surrender, I fully protect you, I take away all the problems, and you don't have to have any doubt. And from this Prithu Maharaj, by offering his everything, he showed that we... And he was also not doing it in an artificial way. He, all from beginning, because of course he's a Shakti Avesha avatar, he came specially sent by the Lord for a certain mission to be an ideal king, in a way. So, to show this example. So, he was already completely detached from the beginning. And that is because, as it says a little later here, that we cannot give anything to Krishna, but we have to give up this independent mentality that we think something belongs to me, because it's like a complete illusion that we have anything, that we, it's my house, my things are under our care and responsibility, even our children, but they are never ours, they're always belonging to the Lord. So there is a prayer I once visited, twice I was in Calcutta, visited Mother Teresa, and they say she's the most wealthy person. And that is also because she's actually practicing this principle of detachment, because whatever she gets, she passes on. And there's also a great Saint Francis of Assisi who said, it is in giving that you receive. So you just give, and when you completely give everything, you do your things from the heart, Krishna fills it up. We can really give everything, like we join the movement. We don't have to think, or we want to be a member of the society, or more close, or want to do service. We never have to think, oh, I give up this for my time, which is never our time, actually. I give up this, then there will be a gap or something. But whenever we surrender something, Krishna fills it up immediately, and we will never, like, you make a step here, we will never fall, because immediately Krishna fills it up with something Krishna conscious, which gives us a higher taste, and which helps us to make another step, and in this way we can gradually surrender, and we can have full faith. And one of the examples is also Prithu Maharaj, who was so completely renounced. In this verse he says he offered everything, it says even his wife. But Prabhupada said in the purport that the wife is not actually supposed to be offered to the brahmanas. And I can fully agree, being a woman, that is not, it doesn't feel good to be offered, because you marry and you love someone and you are feeling protected and secured and taken care of. And it would be horrifying to be given away, in my feeling, unless he gives me to the Lord, helps me to remember Krishna at the end of time. That is like the most best gift. But it's and also the, like, even Ram, he gave that example of Eka Patni, Eka Vrata of Eka Patni, only one wife. Eh? Lord Ram is so famous for that. And even at a certain moment in the Ramayana, or in the life of Ram, Sita is in the forest with the two twins, and the kingdom is going very difficult. Everything went down because also the citizens, they miss Sita, and everything is, you know the Ramayana so well. So the kingdom is actually suffering because of some person who said, you know, he took back Sita while she was with somebody else. Also there you can see you're not supposed to give the wife, you know. Of course that was a kidnap and a whole different situation. But he was advised by the brahmanas, we have to enhance the kingdom again, and we have to make a yagya, a horse sacrifice, Ashvamedha yagya. So, but he said, how can I do the yagya? Yeah, but you have to remarry. And even other family members said, you should marry again. But he said, no, Sita. He didn't want to hear of it. Stop it. And then they advised him, okay, in that case, because you have to do it together with your wife, then make a murti, a golden murti of Sita. And in this way, you can still do it. So we can also see there that it's that the wife should be treated with a lot of respect. Of course, you can also say, why did he send her to the forest? That is not so respectful, but of course that is a higher lila, because he had to make this special, as a lila avatar, he had to do this, that Ram could really show that he would do everything for the kingdom first and then the family, because first as a king you have the duty to take care of the kingdom. Like 5 more minutes, I'm teaching yoga, and then I also always have to look, because at exact that time some other group comes in and everything is disturbed.
Here.
Yeah, here also. 2:15, I have to stop. So I have a few more minutes. But I wanted to say, actually, because Radhadesh is here, and I wanted to say that all the devotees here, and even guests and everybody, that they are actually special souls. Because Radhadesh, as I experienced it over many years, I came here in 1980, when I was 30. I was an old devotee then, not older, but old, an old bhaktin. Then, because everybody was 20, 22, the temple president was young, everybody was very young. And actually, they were breaking this. There was a wall. They were taking it out. The deities were in 1A, room 1A. There I was doing the brass and everything. But over the years, Radhadesh has just changed a lot. But still, Radhadesh is existing. And I wanted to say, like Prithu Maharaj took very nice care of the kingdom, the devotees who are here And those maybe who are in other countries, or even those who left, still Krishna rewards that service. But they are doing actually a very special, you are doing a very special task by keeping Radha Desh alive, because it's an oasis in Kali Yuga. It's like a very pure and special place that is very rare. And not only in the sense of shelter, everything is vegetarian, what you eat here, people are nice, they don't offer you any cigarette or liquor. That is very already like unimaginable. There is no sinful activities in that sense. But even in a higher level, on a philosophical level, it is also very pure, because there are temples and other places in the world, also Hindu temples, where they have a different Siddhanta, in the sense that they don't expect Krishna as supreme, Krishna, Vishnu, Ram as supreme, but that they say everybody is the same, all the demigods, devas, devatas, you know, they are all on the same level, while Prabhupada and our Siddhanta is that we should respect the devatas, but we see Krishna as the supreme. And so also in that sense we are very much protected, and also in the sense that the college is now here, which is very amazing. I live in Antwerp, and I always make advertisement for the college, or whenever I meet somebody, I'm quite much in interfaith circles. And just a short time ago we gave a Bhagavad Gita to the bishop in Antwerp, a new bishop. And the old one, we also gave a Gita. But this one is a professor, and he had a position he came from Rome. He's a Belgian man, but he came from Rome, and there he was the head of the department for relationships, improving the relationships between the different Christian groups. So a broad-minded person. And we spoke 1 hour with him, and he was very open. He said, I went to India, and I was there with many, twice, with conferences, etc. But I only spoke to Christians, to all kinds of different Christians. I never spoke really to a Hindu. So I'm very happy that you are here, and he wants some other contact. And so we had also talk with him about Advaita Vedanta, because also in that sense Radha Desh and the college is like oasis, because many people who went to India, they took the Mayavad philosophy, monism, that we are all one, we are actually God, we are Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna. See, he's immediately protesting. Said, I am the Lord. and it's true. So many people, especially intellectual people, they went to India at a certain time. Thomas Merton, and there's a book called The Masters of the Far East by Spalding, that is also the intellectual who had been to India. Many devotees, many karmis also know that book. But if you read it, you are Bhagavan. You just didn't realize it yet. Okay, it still needs some time, but you are Bhagavan, you know. You are God. It's very, there are nice things in there, Vedic things which he takes out, but it's like you have a cake with scent inside. There is sugar taste and this, but there is also the scent which is cracking. So there is a lot of that which is actually coming from India to the West, and it's going now also in Christian monasteries there, also Buddhism there, while actually these are all kinds of forms of atheism, because if we put ourselves on the same level as God, then it's a form of atheism. So therefore in that sense also it is a oasis, and I know many devotees who are surfing in Radha Desh, they are in the background or surfing here or there, and nobody ever sees them or so. But actually, they are all doing, everybody from the top to the bottom, even maybe all the plants and the whole, all living entities in Radha Desh, Radha Desh Dham. I saw another word for, he said Mahi is also a word for land, I didn't know. So, but Desha, or Des, is land, the land of Radha. So it's a very auspicious place in very many respects. It's a jewel, a ratna in Belgium, but actually in Europe and in the world. So whatever little seva you can do to Radha Desh is very good, very nice, and also that because we are in Antwerp, just some little anecdote that last Saturday we were asked, my husband and me, and we brought some devotee, Amita Krishna, we were asked to do during a cremation ceremony some bhajans, because I know him from the yoga, and he's a yoga teacher, and his wife had passed away. She was 72, and then they had cremated her the day before, and that the urn was there. So then he started, because he's also monotheist, he's a Krishna Bhakta, you know. He let the people come inside, and then with very soft music from a CD. Then he sat down, and then he took the tampura on the altar, and the priest was waiting, you know. And the priest was also saying, while he was speaking during the mass, he was saying nice words, very connecting words, you know. Then Armand is his name, he sat down, and he took the tampura, and in the church he was playing the tampura, and he did 9 maha mantras, you know. That was we had a schedule, so... So that was nice. And also then he did Om, and he asked the people to join in, and they all joined in. Then I had to give an explanation about the Maha Mantra. Then I had to do another tune of the Maha Mantra with harmonium. Then the whole mass was there. Then they gave out the card with her picture. Then we had to do Jai Radha Madhava. And then at the end, another mantra. And then Amita, at the end, he did again the Maha Mantra and also Govinda Jaya, Gopala Jaya. We said it's nice, a ceremony is only complete when you have also something of prasad. So we had made some sweets, and there were 4 grandchildren, and in the back they would distribute. So I had also to explain a little bit what is prasad. And the priest was at the end, he was the first one to take the prasad. And then when the people went out, they all took some prasad. And the kirtan was going on, because he said, this is how my wife would have wanted, that it's in a nice, positive mood, because her soul is there, and she was a very devotional wife also. So he said, it's a reason to be joyous. So it was very, very nice connection. Afterwards, at the reception, from him, but also from people, we heard, oh, it was so nice, it was so special, and it was, even the priest said it was very bijzonder, you know, very special. So it's nice to make these bridges, and because we have the jewel here, and we also gave a perfect question, perfect answer to the priest and some Janmashtami magazine. So we have the jewel, but it's in giving that we receive. So we should speak about Radha Desh, and we should give out things. Radha Desh, but also Krishna consciousness. Eh? But Radha Desh is like a very, very good place for that. Oh yeah, we did also the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya a long time. That was also, it was so nice because it sounded in the church like that. Mm-hmm. It was really like, this is actually our place, you know. Who knows in the future, because the times are changing, and many places will maybe become empty, and we can use them for Krishna. Yeah, but they don't want to give so much, because we are also on a list, but they don't want to give so much to us and not to the Muslims. That's a high-class Christian told me, because he said, in confidence, he told me that if we give to you or we give to the Muslims, then it's actually not so good for our reputation. So it becomes a shop, or it becomes a concert hall, something else. But if they give to us, it is
excommunicated.
It is not good for their reputation, but in Holland they become casinos, so that is really bad, asking for bad karma. Because Prabhupada said also, when you open a temple, you should never close it again. In Antwerp we have also a temple since 23 years now. We're looking for a new building, but it's still not coming. But we should also always keep Radha Desh, do our utmost best to support and keep Radha Desh open. Maybe there's still some question.
We lately did a very nice Harinam in a church in Amsterdam, Square,
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw it on YouTube. Yeah.
So it was also such a nice experience to feel that this church is ours, you know. We have deities like 10 meters big. There, it's possible.
Yeah.
It was really nice. But it's a museum, right there.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Used
yeah, I saw it as a museum. There was something about fashion, and I thought, wow, in the church.
Yeah, it's in the middle of the
entrance. Yeah, I want to say something about that. The Sita, that Ram was the perfect king, no?
Yeah.
And when Lakshman and Ram went back to the spiritual world, Lakshman said that he found it so cruel that Ram rejected Sita. He said, it's only that I was your younger brother, but in the next incarnation I'm going to be your older brother.
And then I'll get you. Yeah, Balaram, because Krishna is after Ram. Mm. Yeah.
My guru told me that. So.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Then I can, now I'm, because you have to give full respect to the older brother, eh? Even if you're twins and he's born 1 minute earlier, you have to give full respect to your older brother.
Yeah, Lakshman found it so cruel of Ram. Like,
yeah. Me also, I found she was pregnant of twins, but you have to see the transcendental picture behind it, eh? Which is, I'm not so transcendental yet. I'm still practicing to become a devotee. Actually, I was yesterday looking at the college building and chanting, and then I went in the back and I went inside. It was open, that hall. And I did Hare Krishna. And I started to sing Hare Krishna. You know, and it had acoustic. Mm-hmm. It is so nice to have... Because I sometimes meditate on a peace house. There's like an interfaith meeting center. And I gave the idea to some people. And now in Antwerp, they're looking into making a festival hall of the city into an interfaith peace house, meeting house. So I was thinking, wow, if there's also a place like that, or if we could use the church, you know, if they would give us the church, we could make it like a place. And then tourists would come also for the Murtis here, but also to have this, to be able to build easier bridges to between the religions. It would be very great. Like even I know some person comes from Antwerp regularly here to go to the restaurant. 2 hours drive to go to the restaurant and to be a little bit in Radaresh, but mainly to go to the restaurant to have prasad. Mm. So, of course, he can come on Sunday to the temple, but if there is something special, because more and more people, they are lacking spiritual places for meditation, because during the weeks churches are closed, and people who have a spiritual nature, they are somewhere, they are not so... And even young people with a spiritual nature, they think I'm crazy because I have this feeling, but I'm different and I don't want to do this. I don't want actually to smoke and this and all these things. But I have to, because otherwise they don't accept me. And there's no, and I also don't believe in God. Well, actually, I believe in God, because there's so much this Kali Yuga, this negative influence is so strong. Even when a class comes, you say, so some of you, you believe in God, and then no one believes. And during the prasad, yeah, but I do believe in God, you know. It's like this, but for the others not to be said, oh, you're old-fashioned or whatever, even to say I don't accept Darwin is like a crime, you know. For youngsters, eh? It's cool. Yeah. It's very, children can be very heavy to each other. So, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.